call to order the February 11th, 2019 meeting of the City of Washington Board of Public Works and Safety. Let the record show that all members are present. Tim and yourself. First item is the minutes from January 28th. Are there any corrections or additions to those?
No, I meant a motion from the written.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Those are approved. Claims were submitted from the council. Any questions on those?
I know we paid the claims this minute.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bank statements. Donations, if they had any. Excuse me. Any questions on that? I don't know of any donations. Do you know of any? Okay. Yeah, do you have any? We're going to pass the plate here in a little bit. Okay. Cancellation of outstanding checks. Is that what this is here? This list? I guess we have to do that, even though they're stale dated and couldn't cash them anymore anyways, right? But most of them, 613 and 610, are those utilities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deposit refunds? A couple of them are fairly sizable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would move that we write them off and clear them out. Motion, I moved and David seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, we have advertised for bids on leasing of cropland. Those were advertised January 22nd and 29th in the Times Herald.
And we have received one bid.
One bid, okay.
And it is from Chris Killian, 3K Cattle and Grain LLC, bidding on track 1, $165 per acre, and on track 2, also $165 per acre. Now, he did not submit an executed non-collusion affidavit. That's why.
Oh,
that's fine. That's our only bid.
So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, seeing as how there's no other bidder, obviously he's going to have to execute the non-collusion affidavit.
Right.
Still award the bid. I think we can still award the bid.
Is that up or down, or is that about the same as what he was?
Exactly the
same as he was paying? Okay.
The same guy.
Yes. But I would not recommend that if there were other bidders. There aren't.
Right. Seeing it's the only bid, I would move that we lease it to him, but he does need to finish the paperwork. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay. Water contingency plan. Mr. Kane, would you fill us in on?
Yeah, before you have our water emergency contingency plan, IDM requires us to update that annually. Actually, it's part of November, but you guys are busy with the highway. You want to mess with something minor like this. Basically, I have to go through and update all the information and make sure it's current, change the restaurants and critical users, the emergency contacts, change. couple of new guys, or gang, who kind of put together.
No other changes other than just updating?
Well, you might need to look at the same, things like that, but everything else is still okay.
Yeah.
I would point out, on your factories, the Alliance Barrier is now called Isoflex.
They had it changed their utility bill name.
They have it?
They have it.
Maybe their Alliance Barrier DBA Isoflex.
Mm-hmm. They have not called it to change.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's probably not necessary. Everybody knows, I mean, everybody, more people know it by Alliance Barrier anyways than Isoflex. Any questions on that, or,
I'll make a motion to approve the plan.
I'll take a minute. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Good. Do we have an original of this?
Yes.
We all need to sign, I guess?
Yes.
Oh, it's right there? Okay. Just send that to IDEN then, or?
No.
Or we just have it on, just have to have it? Okay. Okay, well, okay. All right, we have a proposal, we're starting to work on business 50. Need to have survey work done for the utility work, primarily water, some sewer work, and of course, obviously also the road itself. And so what you have in front of you is a proposal for that survey work, lump sum of $41,300. This will be paid. This will be paid for out of the water and/or water and sewer bands that we issued last December. Any questions on it? David, you know what it's about?
It's the first step to get things moving.
Okay.
I recommend we approve it. And I think we were also going to look at coming up with some kind of memorandum as far as what the split would be between water and sewer on costs like this.
Yes, we did mention that, but that's in here.
It wouldn't be enough of being our own.
Yeah, be our own. Yeah. Okay. We'll attack that. But. Mm-hmm. Okay with this contract? I move to approve that agreement, the proposal.
Second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. That motion carried. We'll get that signed and then get started on survey work. The next one is an agreement with Umball. I and Beth primarily had a discussion with Umball. This highway thing's going to be a whole lot of funds and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of things rolling in and out and happening at the same time. And in addition to making sure that every invoice we pay, somebody looks at it that it's going to, eventually the goal for the water and the sewer is to have a state revolving fund loan to cover all this for long term. So we want to make sure that everything, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. In my opinion, it probably warrants a third party besides the utility office and the clerk treasurer's office having to make sure we got everything in and out of the right fund and accounted for correctly. So I've asked Umball to ask if they would do that. Now, it's a pretty general agreement. It has the hourly fee in there, but until we get into it, neither we nor they know exactly what all is going to have to, how entailed this is going to get. But I think it's important we have a contract with them that they start looking at it from the very beginning. And so it has, like I said, has our hourly fee in there. I think Beth and I have had this discussion. There will be months that they'll have to do a lot, and there will be two or three months where there won't be much happening. So it would be a monthly invoice. that would be paid, would be split between the utility side and the tax side, because some of the work's going to be more on the road, some of it's going to be more on water, some on sewer, so it'll be paid by the appropriate entity when we get that invoice. That makes sense.
Oh, an invoice is by entity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would ask them to break it down when they have, you know, how much, what percent of that bill is electric or much for water or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically the same thing we do with, like with Lowe's McKinney or any of them, they tell us, okay, here's my bill and how much was for which utility or whatever. So these things, that thing.
We could have somebody else take an eye at it to look at it. So.
I think so, because this is going to be a complicated process. We've got somebody overseeing us.
Besides Seth and Anita and their department doing the regular work.
Right.
Come to do this. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we approve this.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. We also have a lease that was presented to us. The Sheriff's Department, the County Sheriff's Department is upgrading their communications. They have parts of the county that they say they can't communicate with, particularly down Alfordsville and far way up north. So they're entering into lease agreements to put new antenna and dish equipment on. They would like to put it on our Bedford Road standpipe there. I think they're also doing it with rural water on a couple of their towers. I saw a lease come across with rural water. So that's what this is about. There's no lease payment per se. It's kind of a, you know, interlocal. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We did have, Tim did suggest a couple of amendments, which they've included. One was, it's for 100 years, but Tim said, well, if our water tower is not there for 100 years, so it's so long as the tower's in existence, and also that they would be responsible if we had to remove the equipment when we paint the tower or do any maintenance work on it. And the thing I'm not sure is the question is whether they're going to put their equipment inside our building or they're putting up another building. Do you know, Charlie?
I saw in the conversation that they were going to build their own building because ours will take too much to actually cut it out. So, you know, we've got quite a bit of equipment in ours, plus it's just a little metal building.
Okay.
And they wanted insulated and air conditioned and all that, but I was under the assumption they would build their own.
Okay.
It would be better if they did.
Yeah. Indeed.
And we'd like to have our equipment in.
In that, if that's the case, this doesn't really talk about leasing the space to put that building on it. It really just talks about leasing the power.
I think we need to address that, I guess, in another agreement.
Another lease?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this would be the lease for the tower, the tower itself, and then if they want to put a building on it, we're going to have to have another, a ground lease, basically, a land lease. So.
That one they covered under 2A, for the entitled to house and transmitting receiving equipment.
2A. Oh, house. Yeah, but that doesn't specifically say that they're going to use another section of the land, you know.
Okay.
I think that actually assumes that they were using our metal building, and I don't know, but that doesn't sound like that's the case.
I
sent
this equipment
in
there,
don't we?
Yeah.
We have our tank that's for the power and the real water. We left the dirt floor on the groundhog dug a hollow and Rex went to go out there one day and scared the groundhog so they were going to get worse.
I saw that movie. So do we have a concrete floor in ours now?
No, yeah.
Okay. See, I thought that, I guess that's why I thought when he talked to me that they were going to put it, because he said, you guys have had problems with groundhog in your building, so we're going to put a concrete floor in it. And I presumed that it meant our building, but maybe he just means concrete floor in theirs. So we'll clarify that. Should we wait?
No, I think it needs to be a separate agreement.
Separate agreement.
It's a separate building, and there's other issues to be addressed, too, such as, you know, insurance and that kind of thing. And
okay.
That would all need to be addressed in another separate agreement.
All right.
I have no problem saying we're upgrading ours.
Make
it
bigger.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we sign a lease agreement with the county on it.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
All right.
Aye. Okay. And the last item, we advertised for bids for financing of a piece of sewer, the jet vac, that's what I call it, is that what the official word is?
Yeah.
And so we let that bid, we bought that piece of equipment, it's here, and now we need to finance it, and
we have a number of bids.
So we have a lot of bids on that one.
And the first is from the First Federal Savings Bank. Let's see. Interest rate is 3.34% fixed, 5 annual payments of $75,345.50, 1 final payment sufficient to repay all outstanding principal plus accrued interest. First payment would be due on June 1 this year, annually thereafter. 0 origination fee. First Financial Bank. It's the interest rate of 4.2%. UTC filing fee $66, 6 annual payments of principal and interest, each payment $76,954.03. I'm sorry? There is a properly executed non-collusion affidavit on this one. I'll have to go back and look at the first one. What's the number seeing? Yes, there is probably a few non-collusion there. Okay, this is from First Savings Bank in Clarksville, Indiana. Interest rate 4.15% fixed for the term of the loan. No loan fees will be charged. Origination on 2/14/19 for a period of 6 years. First payment due February 14, 2020. $79,000. $73.97 in each annual payment. The last one is 94 cents.
Six of them, I guess.
Yes, six annual payments. And I do not see a non-collusion affidavit in this one.
Nope.
Hold on, find it. One more secret compartment. There is a part of it. It's not a collusion affidavit. Same correction. American Bank. All right, the fixed rate of 4.29%. Amortization not to exceed 72 months for shares. Closing costs to be determined to include but not limited to appraisal, title work, recording charges, flood determination, bank processing fee. Okay, that's all the information there. Non-collusion affidavit is properly executed and included.
Doesn't have payment amount.
Did not have payment.
16 annual payment.
Savings Bank hereby quotes a rate of 5% with no closing costs for six annual payments for your new equipment request. Also, you'll also find included, you'll find the non-collusion affidavit, and it is included and it is properly executed. $78,840.95. The last one is 92 cents. Reiterate the 5% fixed fee.
Yeah, let me help you. Give me something to do.
This is Old National.
Okay.
And the rate quoted is 3.33%. Term 6 years with first payment to be due on June 1, 2019. Additional requirements must qualify for a tax-exempt transaction. Government questionnaire to be completed and a validity opinion from city attorney. The borrower will need to provide a borrowing resolution with the authorization of the individual or individuals who will initiate this obligation. We will need 7 business days to complete this transaction. Okay, there is a properly executed non-solution affidavit. The validity amortization schedule shows 6 annual payments. Or 5 annual payments of $76,981.41, and then a 6th payment of $65,295.20. Valley Bank. All right. Terms 3.654%, 6 annual payments of $75,873.56. First payment due June 1, 2019, based on a funding date of February 14, 2019. No origination fee. With commitment subject to following conditions, lessee shall furnish the bank lessor evidence that subject leaves at the tax exempt facility. Lessee to furnish bank copies of their annual financial statements, including audited financial statements when they're available each year within 120 days of year end. Lessee shall pay all out of pocket costs, if any, incurred by the bank. Four, said commitment is subject to no material adverse change in the lessee's financial profile. Executed non-collusion affidavit included. And the amortization schedule, I already quoted that. All right, that's Tim Fowler. I think that's all of them.
You want to take those under advisement and go through them all? Because we have different first payment dates and stuff too, so we probably need to figure out what our total financing cost would be.
Do I need a motion from this board to approve it, or do I need to wait until February 25th?
Well, some of them were based on the origination date of February 14th, right there. At least one of them was. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That was in the
June 1st one in the first payment.
Okay.
June 1st of this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one of them had June 1st of the next
one year. One of them did say 2020, yeah.
That was first savings bank.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that we can approve. I mean, we can look at lowest interest rate, mm-hmm. but depending on when the payments come due, right?
Yeah. You may have said that we're quoting a 3316 versus a 3.
Yeah, we probably need to figure out total financing cost.
333, 334.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. Yeah.
333.
Yeah, we got. So the devil's in the details, huh?
That's it. You
need
to provide more information.
Mm-hmm. How do we give a tax intent? Are you getting that opinion? Are you getting that opinion?
Yeah, and what they're requesting, yeah, that may be.
Okay, why don't we kind of want to wait till the next meeting, though, do we?
Well, I asked that we be able to find the paper and get the information.
We've got a vendor that's pretty handy.
Yes.
They were already past our due date before the check being submitted to our vendor now.
They're holding on.
With that in mind, what I would suggest is that this board give Beth some guidance, but leave it to her discretion which one to choose, but give her some guidance as to what we're looking for.
I think probably I'd look at what the total financing cost would be over the 6-year term,
mm-hmm.
and take the lowest of those costs.
Because
some of them are going to have unknown fees too.
Right.
But I don't think that one's going to be your lowest anyway, because it was the highest, one of the highest interest rates. So.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple that are pretty close, and
So would it be all right with you if we instruct Beth to review them and figure the take the one with the lowest overall cost of financing over the 6-year term? I'll make that motion.
Okay, and I'll second that.
And, but Beth has the authority to decide that.
Pick which one.
So that we can get it.
Depends on the total overall cost.
Good idea. Okay. I've moved it and you second that. Mm-hmm. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Good number of bids.
Mm-hmm.
Offers, though. Mm-hmm. Thanks to all of us. John and all the other banks that submitted a quote. Okay, I think that's all that I had for tonight. Did you have anything else?
I had nothing else.
Nothing else.
Beth, did we get everything covered you knew of?
I think so.
Did you have anything else, Tim?
I did not.
Okay, anyone else for the good of the order? I move we adjourn the meeting then.
I'll second
that. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
That's a good 7 digits.
I'll be impressed. Yeah. And then there's a wide range, you know?
Yes, there is. Everywhere from
3.33 up to 5%.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they'd all look very close together.
Yeah.